Item 43.
Authorize a collection agreement with the U.S. Forest Service in the amount of $283,985 to fund the design and construction of a fish habitat restoration project on the Zigzag River for the Bull Run Water Supply Habitat Conservation Plan.
Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Commissioner.
It's all right. This council action is a partnership between the city's Water Bureau and the U.S. Forest Service to improve habitats for salmon and steelhead fish in the Zigzag River. It's a part of the Bull Run Habitat Conservation Plan, which seeks to mitigate the impact that the Bull Run water drinking system has on wildlife habitat and was approved by council in 2008. The U.S. Forest Service has a team of staff with expertise on restoring wildlife habitats. The city will provide funding, and the U.S. Forest Service will design and construct the restoration project. And now I'll turn it over to Director Mike Stuhr, who will introduce his team and tell you a bit more.
Good morning, commissioners, in particular Commissioner Hardesty. Welcome. Thank you. My name is Mike Stuhr. I'm the director of the Portland Water Bureau. I wish I had kept track of all the times I had come here, many times. What we're here to talk about today, I'm joined on my left by Steve Kuchis, a fisheries biologist and the manager of our environmental program, and on my right, Burke Strobel, who's an environmental compliance specialist, both from our Resource Protection Division, whose main mission in life is protecting our watershed. We're here to talk today about a project in the Bull Run Water Supply Habitat Conservation Plan. This is a plan that was approved in 2009. In the total 50-year span of the project, spends about $93 million to improve habitat in the Bull Run and the Sandy River watershed. We are in our 10th year of this program. The larger projects in the program were sort of front-loaded. They should be done in 15 years, and as I said, we're in the 10th year of that. This ordinance describes the approach for completing another large HCP project, and I'm going to let Steve Kuchis and Burke explain what that project is. Thanks.
Good morning. Steve Kuchis, the Environmental Compliance Manager of the Water Bureau. So the ordinance you have in front of you is just literally authorizing us to enter into a contract or a collection agreement with the Forest Service to design, permit, and build a fish restoration project on the Zigzag River, which is in the upper Sandy River Basin. There's considerable time savings and money savings for working with the Forest Service on this project. This project is located on federal property. And with this collection agreement, we don't have to create a separate landowner agreement because it's obviously the federal government. That usually saves us over a year in staff planning and time just to create that kind of a document. The Forest Service is very well equipped to do this type of project for us. They've been doing these types of restoration projects for over 10 years. They can take our specifications and our conditions and actually implement them themselves. And even with the government shutdown, they have already selected the contractor for the job that would do this project in this summer. And so they're well poised and to make this thing implemented. And so for brevity for today, I was just going to show you a few pictures of what a project like this looks like. So we have some slides, and the first one shows you, most of you know that in 1964, we had a 1-in-100-year flood event in the Pacific Northwest. And we lost homes in the Sandy River Basin, and our reaction was probably large. And we had the Corps of Engineers come in and actually channelize most of our streams. So they went through with bulldozers and just pushed gravel side to side with the idea that we would make water run off in a straight line and go out more quickly. And there is some sense to that, but that was incredibly detrimental to habitat and what the fish need, and it's partly why some of our fish are listed under the Endangered Species Act. So on the next slide, this is actually where the proposed project area is on the Zigzag River. And if you look kind of in the background under the trees, you actually see a berm, and that's where the bulldozers just piled up the gravels, and there's large boulders built into that. And that berm's been there for over 50 years. And so what it does is the stream kind of stays in a narrow channel and can't get out into the floodplain. And that's where really the fish benefits are. So as we go into the next slide, this doesn't look fancy to you, but this is where the fish want to go. When the flood flows come up, we want the flow to spread out sideways, and that's where all the kind of the little fish hideouts are and where the velocity is lower. And this is what ensures successful completion of their life history. This is sorely lacking in these channelized streams. And then finally, and you're looking at the top of a berm, and one of the things we do is we actually build what is called engineered log jams. These jams are designed to withstand 100-year flood flows, so they're pretty tricky in their construction. And they make the water go sideways. We will actually breach those old berms in several spots, and then when the water comes up, the wood itself will deflect flow out into those floodplains. And so that's the purpose of this type of a project that we're planning to do on the Zigzag River. And I believe that it was the last slide. And that was the habitat looks like. And we were going to stop there and see if you had any questions.
Colleagues, any questions?
We'll stand by.
Perfect. Right, thank you. We'll take public testimony. Has anybody signed up, Carla?
We have three people signed up. Edith Gillis, Maggie, and J. Veronica Bernier.
Very good.
It always seems that it takes agriculture or fisheries or industrial to see some sort of self-interest for them in order to get these projects to happen. I'm just wondering, have they considered what the impact of global warming is going to have on the projects that they're doing, and are they planning for, you know, the increased temperature and what that's going to do, if that's going to make the water go down or if the water's going to go up. So I would look at global warming. I would like to say that other industries need to get involved in cleaning up the messes that we as humans have created, and you know, improve the environment and put it back to where it was before. You know, because we've gouged into the earth and we've made these messes and polluted the waters and changed the channels. I used to hang out up at the Josie Wallops up in Washington on the Olympic Peninsula, and then they had a huge flood, and they had a fish farm up there, and then the farm animals and the wild salmon, they all got integrated because of the huge flood, and so now the genetic separation of the farm fish and the wild fish is no longer there. They're now integrated, so the farm fish and the wild fish are hanging out together, and they're creating a new genetic species. So how does that play into it?
Thank you.
Okay.
Mayor, before you move this to second reading, I'd just like to thank the staff, both from the Water Bureau and our partners, for their patience in sitting through this morning.
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz. Any further questions? There being none, this is the first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading.